All right. Roll call. Mayor Hernandez.
Here.
Vice Mayor Carter.
Here.
Councilman Zander.
Here.
Okay, have y'all had a chance to look at the minutes?
Yep. Motion to approve the minutes from July 5th.
Twelve.
Huh? Oh, hell, I'm on the other one.
Yeah, July 5th and 28th.
And yeah, I know we didn't approve the ones for the special meeting on June 28th. So yeah, I let that slip by, so.
I thought we did.
I thought we did too, but okay.
I thought we did.
I can't say it on the minutes that I have.
Oh, okay. Well.
That's right, I think 28th right there, we didn't at the last meeting.
Now, that was our last budget meeting, but I went back and looked, and for some reason, I left.
You say for the August 2nd and the June 28th.
Motion to approve the minutes from August 2nd, 2021.
A second, heard.
Second. You said.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and then you want to do the special meeting from June 28th, 2021? The special call meeting, put a budget.
I make a motion to accept the meeting, I mean the minutes, June 28th special meeting.
I could have swore we approved that tax rate. I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Well, I know you approved all that, but I apparently just didn't put it in the minutes. Of course, we could rather do that if you want to go back and amend.
Whichever's easier.
It's easier to do it this way, yeah.
Yeah, just do it that way, then it works.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Went through that. And we won't have any citizens' comments unless the two of you have anything. Do you have anything? No, I mean, it's just for citizen comments. What do you?
Well, it wouldn't be a comment, really. It's an issue.
Well.
New business? Would it fall under business or a comment?
We have to do the whole business. It's kind of a question, but.
Well, go ahead with it. You're...
Okay. Question is, paving Stoneway?
Yes.
Is that being paid for entirely by the city, or is it our individual homeowners, property owners, he assessed to pay a portion?
I don't know if you were here when the money was borrowed for the fire truck and the paving. Were you here for that? Okay. Well, that is the money that was spent, the money that has been sitting in the bank for all these years. That was the money that was spent to pave Stoneway.
Okay. So, in answering my question, I ask again, was any private money assessed and paid by the property owners?
No.
That's what I said. I said it was paid for out of that.
Okay, you got you. Thank you. So now I have a question. Since why did we pay, Paul and myself, pay to have Lakefront Place paid when we built and we were assessed over a period of 6 years, 7 years, we paid several thousand dollars? And we were told at the time that we would pay a portion,
mm-hmm.
and the city would pay the rest, which, you know, we thought that was okay. So my question is, why are they not paying for it, and then Paul and I paid the brunt of it because nobody else on Lakefront has paid any money except Paul and myself? So that's my question to you all. I think Pat Lunsford was the city manager then. I asked her, but she did not respond to a text that I sent her a private message. So, and if you need to think about it, talk about it, that's okay. Comments?
My comment on that would have been, you know, I might be speaking way out of line, because I wasn't here, but I remember hearing people have to pay this and pay that and everything else and stuff now. And I hate to say it, but you know, there were some things I don't know was actually legal that they did concerning making someone pay for that paving.
Mm.
And, you know, if you got a new development, you can say, okay, you gotta pay this, just like someone in the county comes in and there's an issue right now. And I disagree with that because the county commissioner, I said, well, you put the school out there. You thought the road was a problem, you voted for that. But he's holding up a big development because he's saying, you know, we think we're gonna have to increase road. Now, he's not asking them to do any extra widening or paving or anything like that on the road. But he'd have to give up some land in case they ever have to future develop. Now, there's been cases where somebody's putting in development and there's a half mile, quarter mile strip getting to that area and it's a small road. They, you know, that developer has to put the brunt of all the cost on it, not the county or anybody. But as far as being in a city and paying city taxes, you are, as far as I know, in all my experience doing development, you know, I had to put it in, but they had to give me utilities and everything like that within a certain amount of time because I'm paying taxes on that.
Who gives?
If I'm in the city.
Okay. So
I don't know if it's really, you know, if it was really legal. They can tell you because you're in a city that's all married to being developed, and they're telling you if you want something paved, you got to pay for it. Now, you could say, yeah, I'd be glad to do that to get me a nice road down there, and the city's going to help me out along with it. But as far as them demanding you to pay for that, I don't know if they legally can do that or not. That's just my opinion.
Okay. I like to keep whatever happens in Mayberry in Mayberry. I'd like to submit to you a letter, and I'll do this probably within 30 days, asking for a refund for what we paid. I'll substantiate that with the letter that we received and the way it was prorated for years, and I'll submit it to you and let you all discuss it.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
Why did you not stand up for this when the $200,000 was borrowed and earmarked for Stoneway Court? Nobody said a word. Not one word.
I did several times when we talked about paving the Stoneway Court. I actually, Doug Cripples and I met a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
Rick and Mr. Disney, and I think the Waddells were over there. There were a dozen people over there, and we talked about paving it. Even at that time, that's been 4 years ago, they wanted to know what would happen. I told them that the city would assess a portion. Of course, that didn't happen. I brought it up at several meetings during this whole thing about when Stoneway was going to be paved, asking how that was going to be apportioned per property owner, and told of my example when we paved Lakefront Place, when we built it. We were the only house that was there. And I was under the impression then that was what was going to happen.
But if you go back to the recordings of those meetings, and I have the recordings of those meetings, if you play back those recordings, there is not one person that stood up and said, I think it's wrong that you're borrowing $200,000 to pave Stoneway Court.
I wouldn't object to that. If the city wants to pay for it, that's fine. But I don't think that it's fair to ask me, and as the homeowner, when Lakefront was paved, I know it's a different administration, but it's still city policy. At the time, we were led to believe it was city policy, and that was the only way we were going to get it paved. So we had to agreed to do it because we didn't want to drive down that, you know, dirt road forever. And the whole, you know, Mountain View got paved, Lakefront paved, Place got paved. It was a great development. It was really good. And after that, we've got, what, 5 houses on there now, and none of them have paid any money to the city of Mayberry. We were the only people.
So are you petitioning for that too?
No, the only thing I'm petitioning for, I'm going to ask for reimbursement. Refund is what we paid, and I will not ask for interest.
I'm going to, and we're supposed to be finding out from Pat Hardy about this. One of the reasons that was done with you guys too is because those were not approved city roads yet. Those were still private property roads.
We pay the city taxes.
So do all the people in the back that can't get to their lots.
Well,
Stoneway's been an approved road for 4 or 5 years now. And we're having to maintain it and grade it and gravel it all the time because it's an approved road. It's no longer private property. So the city does have the right to pave it if they have the money.
So remember when I came down here, I made the comment, you know, if I'd been paying taxes all these years and they don't be in paving done and I didn't get it, I'd be contacting me a lot here. Because I said, you know, if I'm paying taxes, I want the same thing everybody else would get. Just like in and out. And I didn't think it's fair for the city, if I'm paying city taxes, to charge me the blacktop road. Face over the side of the blacktop something. I mean, it's my opinion. I still feel that way. You know, if I'm on the road and the city wants to pave it, it's fine and dandy. But don't come to me and ask me to pay for it whenever I'm paying city taxes. That's what I'm paying city taxes for, to get pavement, get street lights, get water, or whatever here. I mean, that's my personal opinion. Whatever the previous bunch did or whatever, I know that there were several things that, you know, I was told that they did. They said you couldn't do this, you couldn't do that. I know one house wasn't built because they made a comment to set the foundation too high on the ground. I said, you can't deny somebody a building permit because the house is set too high out of the ground, the foundation. But they did here. And I'm sitting there, and I told the guy, because I didn't accept it. I'm here, you know, we're talking here off record. I said, you know, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd contact my attorney. I said, they can't stop you from building that house.
Well, in this situation, I haven't gotten to that stage yet of asking an attorney to follow through. We have one in the family, he's a corporate attorney, he's retired, he's still got his life. I don't want to go there, but I will submit a letter asking for a refund of that money, because if Gary mentioned that it was private, it wasn't, I don't see how it could be private property when, I know we bought it from a private individual, but it was already graded in as Lakeland. There was already a road there. It was just not paved.
There was a right-of-way there.
It wasn't accepted.
There was a road that came down the hill.
I understand what you're saying, but there's roads all the way through the back that have been there, been graded and graveled for years, but they're just a right-of-way. Until the city takes it over as an approved road, it's private property, because all those lots go to the center of that right-of-way.
Then we had been paying taxes to the city of Bainbury and Jefferson County before we built there. And if we paid taxes to the city of Bainbury and it wasn't a Bainbury road, then we get a refund for those taxes if it's private property. Because that doesn't make sense. It had to be in the city because the city of Bainbury is all the way over there. It can't be private property.
Did you not sign a letter, because you had, back then when they facilitated those roads, they had to have 51%. The majority of people that lived on that road vote to do it.
To pave it?
Yeah.
I think we did. We probably did.
So what I'm getting at is you approached the city about paving it.
We got our plan submitted. We were told by Jesse and Pat, because we asked them this particular question, I said, well, what happens to get the roads paved? And we were told by Pat and Jesse at the time, you build your house and we'll pave the road too. Mm-hmm. And we were paying city taxes. That is the inference that it is within the domain of the city of Bainbury.
It is.
Okay, so I'm in the city of Bainbury, then Stoneway's in the city of Bainbury. I had to pay to have my road paved. Why aren't they paying a portion? Or why, this is my point of my staying here, I feel it's only fair to be refunded the money, is what I'm going to submit to you. Because it's within the domain of the city. And we can discuss this, but I'm not an attorney, and I don't know how to legally form an argument to you to have someone decide as to whether we were in the domain within the city, because we paid taxes, we submitted plans to the city of Bainbury to build our house, we were given a timetable, we had to finish construction by a certain time. All of these regulations point to we were within the domain of the city of Bainbury. I mean, you can't, there's, in a court of law, I'm not an attorney, but I don't think that if it ever came to that, that anyone would decide that, well, no.
The biggest issue is on something like that, you know, like I say, you know, I disagree with having to pay or whatever, but if you agreed to pay, that's like, okay, I want you to pave down here by Jeremy and come in on my property, like what? There's a gravel road down there just like going to your house. There's two houses on there. And it comes in right to my back property. Give me access, instead of Mountain View or back nine, to my property. All right? I can build back there, and I'm going to say, when you going to pave? And they're going, well, we got to upgrade the road right now. Like you say, you just got a right-of-way back there. It's not an approved street road brought up to the standard to be a city street. It's classified as right-of-way. Now, if I go, okay, if I pay some, how much y'all going to pay? And that's basically what they did back then, I think.
That's
and so when you signed or said, yeah, I'll agree to pay for that, then, you know, me, I don't buck down it. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. But I'm going to say, before you agreed and signed to pay that, to get it paid, it's just like me doing it. Well, I can say, you know, I'm not paying to do that right there. And
well,
I come back and say, how much would you all pay?
It's going to be assessed, and nobody on Lakefront has paid anything except us.
Has anybody here? You know, I'm just going pros and cons.
How do you know that nobody else paid anything?
I asked them.
Asked who?
I asked everybody. I asked four people that live there, and none of them have paid.
Well, who paid on back now? Anybody
that
pay on
be,
back now?
That should be easy enough to find out.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it was property owners assessed, which would mean vacant lots would be assessed as well.
Right.
And that would go all the way from where Lakefront went to down Cannon Cove, and it was dirt road from Brother Mountain View. Mountain View went to Cannon Cove, and it was a dirt road from Mountain View all the way back around, back to here. And then Lakefront was also dirt road. So that would, if all the property owners were going to be assessed a portion, that would include all the vacant land. And I doubt that that happened. We paid several thousand dollars, and nobody else on the street paid anything. And nobody on Stoneway is paying anything for the paving.
But this commission is just carrying out what was voted for when that money was borrowed.
I'm not trying to compare apples to oranges with Lakefront and that, but there should be consistency within the city policy that you can't discriminate by charging one property owner something and not charging anybody else. The policy has to be consistent to be a government.
Well, it's harder to be consistent when you have different people voted in and out, too.
But the difference is, I keep going back, is on the facilitation process, 51% of the people that lived on that road had to vote to pay for that, their portion. So you asked to have it paved.
We were told, we asked when it was good, if the city would pave it. And the city said they would contract it and we would pay a portion of it.
Right. But they didn't have to pay it. They could have left it gravel.
Maybe, I don't know. We were told that if we built there, the city would bring the road, pave the road to us. And this were the stipulations to get the road paved. The same thing has not been done to Stoneway.
If I remember right, because I remember being at some of those meetings, It wasn't, if you built, they will pave it. If you built, they would consider facilitating it.
What do you mean facilitating?
That's what they did with you. They facilitated where they made homeowners and lot owners pay for a portion of it.
Okay.
That was the facilitation.
Lot owners as well, but nobody else is paying except us.
Well, I don't believe that, because I'm pretty sure I've seen paperwork in there where people have paid.
I've talked to the Joys and the Clemens. Neither one of them paid anything for the paving.
You said that's easy enough to go back and find out.
Okay. Yeah. If where we are now is if you can show me documents that shows everybody else paid an apportionable amount of what we paid, then I would say I would be satisfied. Although I'm disappointed that the same policy was not followed with Stoneway that lakefront was paved, because those properties are just as valuable, just as they're probably worth more than some of the ones on lakefront, and the tax dollars are high enough to where you all borrowed the money. Why did you borrow it? Well, it's a policy that has changed from, and I know administrations can do that, but I'd like to see something within your records that says.
I was against borrowing it for the fire truck as well as the road, the whole $500,000 loan.
And I'm helping pay for it out of my taxes.
Yes.
And I hope I never use the fire truck.
I hope not either.
I don't drive on Stoneway. Stoneway won't drive on Lakefront probably, but I continue to pay for it, and whoever owns the property will pay for it for as long as it's there.
But they also continued to pay for the maintenance of the roads with their taxes for all of these years that their road was just graveled. After they filled out all the paperwork at least twice, because the first time I can only believe, because that's what she says. She said that Pat says the paperwork was lost on the first go around. So they did the whole facilitation process again. And then the money was borrowed. We're going to pave Stoneway. We're going to pave Stoneway. We got $200,000 to pave Stoneway.
I went to when the previous administration was there, I heard that argument.
But you didn't say.
I remember Rick coming up and asking when that's going to happen. And at one point, one of the commissioners said, we're not going to pave the road. And even though the money was coming in, they were paying taxes. I understand. I'm all for Stoneway getting paved. I've been supporting that the entire time. That's not an issue with it getting paved. I feel there's an injustice because nobody was paying, and I'm not saying that now the solution would be to assess them and make them pay. I think the better solution is to refund what we pay.
I got one question. Those people, how long have those houses been back there?
Oldest one's probably 12,
we built in 13 years. We've owned property since 1998, paying the taxes.
I forget what Suzanne's the first one to build back there.
Okay. My question would be this right here, and if you know, take the lead. They've been back there for say 12 years paying taxes, and they didn't get the road paid because they probably didn't approach anybody saying, I'm willing to pay some money to have the road paved.
Mr. Disney said he would gladly pay.
Who?
Disney, I think his name is Disney. He lives facing Rick's house to the right around, I think his name is Dizzy. He used to come to the meetings all the time just to get his.
Are you talking about Bradley?
Bradley.
I was like, I don't know who Disney is.
Okay. The thing about it, he might have been willing to, but he hadn't have everybody else agree to. Okay. Now then, my question would be, did you want to sit 12 years at your house with gravel road, waiting for the city to get that money paid without you footing the bill?
Would you have? No, because we were told it doesn't matter. That's an irrelevant question, Tom. What matters is that we were told by the city that if we build, we'll pave the road to you.
Okay.
You'll be assessed a certain amount along with the other property owners. And we were the only people that paid, as far as I can find out. If you have other documentation, I would just like to see it.
Well, I can see where you're upset on it. I mean, by the way, I'm not mad at you.
I'm not mad. I mean, we're a community, and I'm solid. I want a solid below this place, and why serve? You volunteer to do that. But I feel that there was an injustice. It's the principle of the thing, basically.
Yeah.
And if, you know, I don't...
I've had several people call me before this was going on, wanting to know if anybody was paying. I said, you know, I don't know. I said, my understanding, they borrowed the money to pay that with no stipulations. I said, that was my understanding. I said, you'll have to ask Gary, because I said, that was all done before I came here. And the money was already borrowed and set aside, and it went into the road.
I think that's the big injustice, that it sat in the bank all that time, because I think they knew all the road work that was going to have to be done to get that, to get the road in the right place and to work out all the deeds and the switching of property. That took a long time, and it was a huge, huge undertaking.
Were the people that live on Back 9, St. Andrews, and all the other, except for Harrison Ferry, that's county road, but the people that are all Bainbury roads, were they assessed? Did they pay anything? Okay, why was Lakefront Place singled out?
I think because you said you would pay.
People, I don't know why they
I think that's why.
But
that's kind of, I thought it was just
the same thing would be, so if the city goes to resurface your road in front of your house, okay, you've had blacktop for how many years now?
Since 2003, I think.
Okay.
About 2003.
Okay, so if the city was to come in and resurface that, should they reassess you again?
Not if they're going to research, not if, they do that to everybody else, they could, I suppose.
But that's what I'm getting at. That it's now an approved city road, so you would not be responsible for anything. It wasn't when they paved it. Rick's Road was an approved city road.
And I don't understand, and I'd like to dig deeper on why you're saying Lakefront Place, Mountain View, Lakefront, Mountain View was an approved city road?
It is now, it's paved.
But before that?
No, it wasn't.
Okay, well, is that, that's not my fault. If it's the, it's the lack of the city officials not making it a an approved road if you have construction going on it. And that may be a legal level that if somebody's building housing, it has to be an approved road. It would have to be an approved.
Maybe that was an omitted piece of information that you didn't get. I don't know.
It was an approved road up until where it Y's off and goes to Bonavista and that way. That was paved already. And then Richard Spinning, when he developed Land's End and up where I live, he paved around Bonavista over to where my road is and stopped.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It was not an approved road until after that. Because there was no
reason. You paid to have
it? I paid $150,000 to pave my road.
But you paved it, and even though it was a city road.
No. My road isn't a city road.
You're not in the city of Bainbury.
I'm in the city of Bainbury, but I built my road myself.
So you have a development up there. Okay, I'm an individual property owner, not a developer. We own several lots in that area. We're not developers. We're just individual lot owners and taxpayers. Nobody on Lakefront is a developer. But you are a developer. You may be a special different case. We are just property owners. I don't see how it could not be an approved road if we were paying taxes on it.
There's 2,000 lots in the back that people are paying city taxes on that aren't approved roads.
Well,
the reason this city became a city, and Joe Heiss was the first mayor, he's a good friend of mine, I went and asked him.
He loaned us money from the bank to build.
Huh?
And he didn't tell us anything about that. Joe Heiss, when he was manager of the bank in Morristown.
What?
The bank.
Yeah.
We borrowed money to build from him, and he didn't tell us anything about that.
That's totally opposite where I'm going. I asked him, why did we become a city? He said, because the county would not help us with the roads. If we became a city, we'd be eligible to get the State Street Aid.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how they started paving the roads in here. They didn't charge any of these people the houses. There was just gravel roads in here, and the city paid to pave them.
Okay. And they were approved roads?
Where the houses were, yes, they were.
Okay. Whose responsibility is it to make a road that is within the domain of the city in which taxpayers are paying taxes to? Whose responsibility is it to classify it as a, what, an approved road. It's the commissioner's.
The road commission?
Yeah.
It's the road commission, commissioner. Okay. Why wouldn't it have been approved, made an approved road, if you have people that own the property and somebody has submitted building plans and intentions to the city commissioners, and you know what's going to, and we ask that the, how are you going to pave the roads? And then we're told that you build your house, you go ahead and build there, and we see that you built a house, then we'll bring the road to you. It's a conscientious thing that the road would, somewhere in that span of time, the road would have to have been approved for the commissioner to say, we'll bring you the road and pave it.
It's kind of like a catch 22, what I'm looking at. It's like a fence. Whenever they said, yeah, you can put the fence up, it wasn't approved yet. It's like you wrote, it's kind of, they told you they put the road in there, but they didn't have the authority to tell you they put a road in because it wasn't brought up standards yet, in a sense.
But it was the commissioners are the authority within the, they are the elected officials. Mm-hmm. And at that time, they all are, and they were the elected officials, the overseers, the ordinances, rules, etc. of the city, so they had the power to tell me that and to tell us what the procedure was.
Wasn't the last road that was approved Laura and Lonnie's Virginia mm-hmm. Court, and they came to a meeting and requested that their road be made, be added to the city's road
for us to maintain it,
so that we could gravel it and grade it.
We presented our plans. My wife and I both presented our plans. They were looked at. We presented them to Jesse, and I can't remember who else, Pat and Jesse and somebody else, whoever other commissioners were. And they approved the plans, and then we discussed the road of that very meeting, and they told us what we were looking at, because we asked, because we needed to know what to budget for and how much money to borrow. And I still have the documentation and the letters from the city showing that and how much we paid. So
they put it in writing that they would pave your road?
Yes. Yes, and we paid for it. And I have that. I have.
But I mean, you said they. I was understanding that they put it in writing that they were going to pay to bring the road to you when you put the house in.
They told us verbally.
Verbally.
Just as we're talking now.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was in the minutes. It would be difficult for me to find the date, but you can look at the records and to see how much money was paid, and we have received. I think Pat Lunsford signed them, showing how much we paid and the schedule of payments that we were.
But them bringing the road to you was only verbally.
I can't say yes or no to that. I'm not sure if the letter states that or not. But if we, it's a direct conclusion. If we say that's what happened, and then we get letters saying here's your payment of schedule. That's the evidence that what was said, and we agreed to it because we got a schedule of payments and completed it and have checks and all that. But I've just run your meeting.
When did you figure out nobody else paid?
I've made inquiries, and I have asked people, and I've known this for a while and wanted to see if the assessment, what happened at Stoneway. And I've known for a while.
What's a while? How long?
Several months. And the people, I asked if they had amounts that they paid, and they said, we didn't pay anything. They would probably come forward and say that if I needed to get that. I told them it would be confident, so I haven't revealed their names. But I told them why I wanted to know. So I'll present my letter to you, my request, and you think about it. You've heard my argument, and the reasons why I'm sending the letter. It's a lot of verbiage, but that you've got the background for what the letter is going to say.
Okay.
You need to. You know, what we're going to need is, like, on your letter, you need to give us some dates. And, like, were you paid So we look back those minutes or whatever. Because otherwise, we wouldn't have a clue. We could be looking for a year for that.
But it was back in 2004 when they paved all that, or three.
We completed construction, I believe, in 2003. We moved in 2005.
So it would have been 2006 that they paved that, right? About a year after?
I think it was paved by the time we moved in. I'm sure it was after we completed the house, we finalized it, it was inspected, and that it was finished house. After that time, it was paved from at the end of 2003. I think I can get a pretty good date so it would narrow the search for you down.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll do some homework and get some dates for you before I present the letter. This month,
okay.
Next month, something like that.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to me.
No, you're welcome. Anybody else? Jim, anything? You're good? Okay. All right. What I had is we closed this meeting tonight because the numbers of COVID cases is up in Bainbury, just for the ones we know. I don't know. We have no idea, of course, how many are out there, but there are a lot. I was questioning whether we should go back to the closing the office. And, of course, they will still be here to hand out paperwork or answer the phones and that kind of thing. I talked to Daryl earlier about it. He said he doesn't feel unsafe with the office being open.
I know, as far as that's concerned. But, you know, you talk about renting out the community center.
Yeah, I put a stop on that for a little
bit, too. Yeah, I definitely think we need to probably stop that until we get some of the numbers down. They're just, the hospitals are full.
We'll have to call. We've got several people that already rented it in the future, so.
How far in the future?
Nothing to November.
I'd say 30 days would be fine.
Yeah, well,
or 2 weeks.
I think we can see what if it's in November, we can hold till next month and see if it's gotten any better. If it hadn't, then we'll have to contact them and tell them, I guess. But what do you think? I mean,
we'll contact them,
if the numbers don't go down,
we might have to shut it down.
And then don't rent it. Don't add any additional rentals to it.
You wouldn't want to call them up 3 weeks from now and go, well,
I was sent a picture from, it's the other one, it's not Lakefront Place. What's the other one with the place in it?
Hillside Place.
I had a picture of the sign. But anyway, somebody knocked their road sign down and tore up their stop sign.
Well, I could not find the road sign.
Well, she sent me a picture of it laying on the ground.
Well, I went out there and put the stop sign back up, but I didn't see any road sign.
I'll ask her. I can ask her where it is because she sent me just yesterday, 2 days ago, she sent me a picture.
Unless it's
of
on
it.
The other side of the road.
There it is there, along with the speed.
Yeah, I didn't see a speed limit sign there either.
And she
I
said,
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
Stop.
But no, Daryl told me that day, and I went and put the stop sign back up, and I didn't see any speed limit.
I'll send her a text and ask her exactly where it's located. I don't know. She just sent me that picture of that one.
I'm going to tell you to order a new Hillside Place sign.
Well, it looks like it's kind of messed up, so I don't know. You can see and see if you think you can. It can be, I don't know, the speed limit sign's just barely bent. It probably can be okay. The Hillside Place sign's okay. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's, we can straighten that out. I don't
know that, yeah.
But anyway, she sent me that picture.
Had to put it back in the truck.
And I don't know how they ran over the stop sign because it's right next to the telephone pole.
Well, she said, I want to be sure and tell you that it's been down since before they started putting up cable. She said, so it wasn't the cable people. That's all she told me. So I don't know who hit the signs. I have no idea. That's just what she told me.
Do I need to order a Hillside?
No, I got to find. I'll ride right back there tonight and see if I can find it.
You let me know, okay.
The other thing, Betty Martin has been calling for at least a year. And Daryl's called, I've called about her pole next to her condo, the one that's so bad. Okay, AEC came and put a new pole up and they attached their stuff to the new pole. the AT&T or whoever, or Spectrum, I'm sorry, the Spectrum stuff is what's on that old pole. And it's just, it's like shedding big splinters. It's going to collapse. And I guess when they came, when AEC came out and put up the new line for the Tri-Light, they put it on that old pole. So she keeps saying the liability of that, that it's going to fall. It's gonna, but you can't get anybody to come out to look at it. So I don't know.
If I'm not mistaken, that's not even in the city right away. That's on their property. And if it falls on their house or falls on somebody, then Spectrum's going to have a lawsuit on their hand.
Yeah.
It's got power lines up?
Huh?
It's got, it's the power line is off of it. It's cable on it, but then when they put the new, but when the power company come out and put the new
I won't tell you,
internet thing, they put it on the old pole.
You can call and get blue in the face. My mom had a cable. Now listen to this: a cable tied to a telephone pole that a guy hit. They put a new one in. The old one, like you say, had the phone and all on it. They didn't take that off. They left it on there, and where it was busted, they came and put a cable and tied it around Mom's tree, and it was there for 2 years.
Yeah, and they've been called and called and called.
Before they ever came and took it out. And we called them every doggone
time. And so, but now it has the new AEC Tri-Light cable on the dilapidated pole.
Well, maybe, Darryl, you run out there while they're working, tell them to get down there and say you put that on the wrong pole.
I don't even know where they're working anymore. I used to was seeing them every day.
So, but you're saying that AEC's lines are on the old pole?
No, AEC came and got theirs, and they put up a new pole right next to it. And they moved their line up. But for whatever reason, when AEC came out to put up the Tri-Light, they put the Tri-Light on the
Okay, well, then that gives you a little bit of... call AEC back and say, hey,
but then you're still going to have
down, and now you put some new stuff.
Not sure. I mean, that's not Spectrum doing this out here.
Nuh-uh.
No, that's Appalachian Electric. But but the old pole belongs to Spectrum. It has their gear on it.
No, the old pole belongs to AEC.
Yeah.
But it still has some wiring on it that they say is Spectrum's. I don't know.
And Spectrum, they have moved it off it.
No, and the AEC, of course, says, well, we're not going to move it off of that old pole to the new pole. It's not our gear.
Call Kesterson.
All right, let me show. What's on the old pole?
What's on the old pole currently is the new Tri-Light and Spectrum gear.
It's on the old pole.
It's on the old pole. And that AT&T's been called 100 times to get that box down there that somebody ran over. And it's still just got a tarp on it.
You might call Spectrum and say, listen, we got Tri-Light in here now. If you don't want to come take this pole down and fix it, we're going to suspend your damn franchise. And you're not going to have cable in here anymore.
Well, then I'll call Tri-Light. If Tri-Light put their stuff up there.
That's what Betty told me. She said that. When she came home that day, that Tri-Light had put their stuff on the old pole. I don't know. So,
yeah, I'll try to work on that.
The last thing that I have is there's going to be a Jeep Fest here at the golf course.
What is this?
Jeep Fest. Yes. Now, this is just what I've been told about it, is they expect that they will have close to 500 Jeeps come out here.
Where are they going to put them?
They're talking about...
on the driving range.
Yeah, on the driving range.
Oh, no.
I don't think they'll get five.
It really can't hurt the fairway or the driving range much.
But anyway, they're going to start this thing off with some kind of a scenic tour that they have mapped out around here. They're going to all drive all these Jeeps all around, and then they're going to have two bands here. There's going to be...
Here?
Here, in Mainbury. Not at the community center, at the clubhouse. And I think he said the bands were going to set up over near the... across the street by the old... the you know, where their meeting room is or whatever. They were going to put the bands and stuff over there so they would have electricity. But anyway, they're going to have live music. They're going to have food trucks. They're going to have this Jeep Fest. It's going to be a 2-day event, October 15th and 16th.
Who's putting this on?
This is the golf course along with John Stallings.
There's a YouTube that
they're going to have to get some traffic control.
Well, that's one of the things he asked me about. If, you know, he says,
supply it. He's going to have to call the sheriff's department.
So you have to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking, but I was not sure about that. And, you know, he, you know, was describing the event. I said, you're going to get some police attention, I feel sure. I said, but, you know. And, you know, he at first asked me about could the city become involved? I said, the city really can't. I said, we can't spend any money on private property. Went into that whole thing. And I guess there's a Jeep dealership around here that is supposedly sponsoring some of it. I don't know, but that it's in the plans. There's a flyer.
And when is it supposed to be?
October 15th and 16th. Let me find the flyer. I have it.
Well, I don't know.
500 vehicles, that's more than what's in here to begin with.
That's what I said.
I mean, have they considered the inconvenience that that's going to cause to the current residents and the back?
I mean, if they're parking on the golf course and stuff, but
they'll be driving on all your roads, and especially if they're going to do the tour.
Well, the tour is not supposed to be in Bainbury. The tour is out there somewhere through Newport and through, like, it's like a mountainous. Here's the.
I mean, if they're going to park on the golf course, there's not a whole lot you can do about it.
Jeep Festival. See, it says scenic ride, food vendors, live bands, contests, Jeep parade, Jeep vendors, 2-day Earth Odyssey is what it's called.
I might call Jeff and have him stick an officer back on the iron gate on the gravel road, because if we got all these Jeeps in here, they're going to be.
That's what I was thinking. That's exactly what I was thinking. So we may have to see if we can get somebody to come out, because, you know, once they start exploring and find the gravel. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that is one of their plans, and he had asked me about, you know, posting that flyer. I told him that I would. I said, but I want to bring it up at the meeting, but it's going to be like a $10 general admission for everybody that comes to it, and of course,
I mean, I think it'll be great for the golf course if they can make money and get all those people there. It's just they're going to have to, like I said, get some traffic control,
some crowd control,
not let it get out of hand.
So you said you'll talk to Sheriff Coffee
about
just the Iron Gate, and I'll tell him that they'll have to contract with him about.
Yeah, if they're going to have that many vehicles in here, they're going to have to have some kind of supervision.
Yeah. Well, I didn't, you know, I figured that wouldn't be something they did for, I know they don't do it for other events for free.
Well, I can ask Jeff if he'd send an officer to, well, let's see. Is that the weekend?
It is. The 15th and 16th. Let me see which two.
Send the SRO officer down here because he won't be in school.
Let's see. Hold on. Yeah, it's, whoops, I went too far. It's a Friday, Saturday, the 15th and 16th. So, anyway, I guess that's one of their, you know, which, I mean, it would be good if they can sell. I think he definitely needs to get the food trucks, because, I mean, we know the restaurant can't handle 500 vehicles of food. So anyway, I guess that's their plan, is to have some food trucks and a couple, and they have two bands scheduled. So I could possibly see the you know, there's we have a few residents that would probably call if it got at all on the rowdy side.
Or
our noise ordinance is 11 o'clock, is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so they need to be aware of that too.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know. I guess we'll see how that goes. I really don't know. But anyway, I wanted to bring that up. And I think that was the last thing that I had. What do you have?
Nothing other than they get finished only today. I got one little issue with it. Then I got to call them. There's a water puddle in the middle of the road that they're going to come back and fix. I told Daryl, don't you pay them yet until...
Hold the money.
They've already sent them a bill.
Yeah.
Even though they weren't even done yet.
Well, of course, yeah.
And, well, it was a partial bill. It wasn't for all of it, but...
get that money.
I will call them tomorrow and meet... I can't think of that guy's name again now. Was it Chad?
Yeah, Chad Blackburn, or...
Okay.
I'm pretty sure
it was Chad, yeah. I would call him and ask him to meet
Chad
me out
Blackburn,
there.
I believe so.
So then they won't get paid until they repair that.
Right.
Yeah.
What was the winning bill? How much?
$193.
And what was the company?
Duracap.
Duracap.
What, they were like, what, $30,000 cheaper than before?
the next
they get a good job.
Yeah, it looks really nice down there.
Bid on 18 foot wide, and it's actually 19, maybe a little bit wider in spots. So they gave us a little extra.
Well, that's good. Okay. Do you have anything, Tom?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I did get Rick's street signs put back up that he's been whining about. I still got to move the one. And Ryan's back in town. Well, I don't know how long Ryan will be back in town because Rhonda said something about he might have to go down to Louisiana or down that way to get those cameras up. Mark Klonsky said he'd help him do it. So,
Daryl?
We got our new flags in. I guess you saw that. I was going to say to the general public here that some of them said they wanted to buy those flags. So,
what is that?
I'll have to notify them of it myself.
The man that wanted to put the big gate up at the end of back nine.
Nick Castell?
Yeah, that's it. A stone, that's his name. I could not remember it the other day. I'll tell Daryl. Daryl, it's Nick A Stone is the other person that wanted one.
Who?
Nick A-S-T-T-O-N-E. A Stone.
He lives all the way at the end of Back Nine Drive. Leonard Campbell's old house.
He is the other one.
This lets you know with Tri-Light putting in cable out here, it looks like that maybe people are going to be have access to that sooner than I was told by Tri-Light. But just so you all know, Bainbury will get a franchise fee out of that. We don't have to do anything with it. I mean, we don't have to file any
applications. The state does it.
Tri-Light pays it to the state.
Yes.
And of course, they will bill it'll be on the bill of the individual subscribers, is where it comes from.
Same way Spectrum does, yep.
Yes, Spectrum does it right now, so Tri-Light will do the same thing, but I was just checking on that. The occupancy tax, I've done further research on that. I talked to Jeremy Faison. Jeremy's going to come over and talk to us about it. I think he'll sponsor the bill in the state legislature allowing Bainbury to assess an occupancy tax. So we're working on that.
Like a hotel motel.
Yeah, hotel motel.
So
here, yeah.
That's included in that package deal, right? Or is that separate?
Aren't you including the sales tax, too?
Well, I call it the occupancy tax. Most people say it's a hotel motel tax.
Okay. Okay.
You know, there
would be for the motel and would be for any.
You know, they're
Airbnb.
Doing it as an Airbnb.
Airbnb.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a separate problem of how you track all that. But anyway.
No.
I've got one estimate on the back patio back here to raise that up because it continues to sink and crack. And I'm waiting to talk to another guy today, and they're going to come out, and I'm going to get the second estimate on it. So I'm working on that. I talked to Pat Hardy, and Pat and the attorneys at MTAS are looking at the ordinance He also has promised me again that he'll finish the codification of ordinances. I have submitted the fire department grant that we've gotten for the last few years, so that is already in. The dog park, I'm working on trying to get some cost estimates on the artificial turf. By the way, I talked to that same guy that I thought we were going to get it for 45 cents square foot. He said they sold all that out, and so now it's 90 cents square feet. I'm trying to get another estimate on it, but I'm having a hard time getting in these other companies to call me back. So I'll continue to work on that. In your packet, just so you'll know, we got an approval letter from the comptroller's office approving our budget for this year. So that's always good to get that approval letter.
Yes, it is.
So, I want you to all consider that we want to put a damage deposit on the rental of the community center that could be refundable, another like a $50 damage deposit on top of the $50 rental now. You know, we didn't really have much damage, but we did have one group, you know, that did leave the
water.
Yeah, water, and they left the lights on, ran up the electricity, they left the freezer door open and it defrosted and all that kind of stuff. Really, that wasn't a whole lot of them, but it could have. And I'm thinking that maybe we ought to have
I would say yes to that.
I would too. I also think you need to go up on the price.
So do we want to go up on it just to start with? Yeah, go from maybe 50 to 100 for Bayberry residents and maybe 200 for non-residents.
Well, the issue we're having is the Bayberry residents are renting it out for their friends.
Yeah.
They're not the ones coming here. They're getting it, saying they're going to get it, and then they don't even come. It's their friends that are doing it because they can get it cheaper. So...
Well, and I think if we have that problem and you can prove that, I think that should suspend your renting abilities for a while.
I think if you just raise it, you won't have to worry about it then.
Yeah.
All right, why don't you all take official action then?
Well, still, if it's 200 for non-resident, we still don't want, we've done the same thing.
No, it's been $100.
It was 50 and 200.
It was what?
For activity.
$50 for residents and 200, wasn't it?
No, 150.
150, that's right.
Non-residents.
I think you go to 200 and 100.
Yep, good with that.
100 and 200. Don't worry about the damage.
No, I put a deposit on it.
Yeah, I think they should. I think everybody should have a deposit on it, at least for the...
refundable if there's no damage.
Yeah, because obviously they didn't go by that list of things and put the thermostats down. They didn't check they left all the lights on. I mean, we have to pay for that.
I think whoever rented it needs to come in, and if a resident comes in to rent it and say, if we come over here and you're not here, it's going to $200.
That would work.
Mm-hmm.
And we can tell them when they come in, they have to sign the
now,
right.
Now, you're going to be responsible for this, and we come over here and you're not here, that means you're not renting.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right, take official action to move the rental fee to $100 for residents, $200 for non-residents, and a $50 damage deposit, refundable damage deposit.
Okay. You want me to make the motion?
Sure.
Okay, make a motion to increase the rental fee for residents to $100, non-residents for $200, and a $50 security deposit. And there also needs to be a clause that says that if you rent it as a resident and you are not present through the rental, that you owe the additional
$100.
Okay.
You second?
Okay.
Second.
She can't make a motion, so I'm going to her.
That's why I was asking you.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Why can't you make a motion?
You don't ever. I thought so too. But that's why I look. That's why I look at you. I see you.
Robert Crew Lord said he really can't do that, and she could step down.
Who are you, Dave Hobson?
Yeah.
Robert Crew
Lord. He's just a city council member.
And she can vote, but she's not supposed to make motions unless she's sitting down for the chair position.
Well, All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Okay. We don't have anything under old business.
Have you heard anything more about the water line grant?
That's what I was just fixing to bring up under new business.
No, other than that, Laura and I both have sent numerous letters or have filled out numerous reports and those same things with the comptroller's office.
And they say we're going to get it.
That we've requested the money, so.
Harris called me on it, and I told him, I said, you know, as far as I know everyone is in agreement to taking that money, since it's grant money, and upgrading our water lines. But you got to give us what you're doing before we're going to give you that money. And I told Darrell, I said, you know, call him and let it be clear. He said he had a board meeting. I said, let it be clear that, you know, you're going to tell us you're coming from Niner Road all the way back to the water tank, or you're coming so far with so much line and everything else. And, you know, one thing I'm going to look at, I'm going to say, you know, is this legit cost or not cost? Because, you know, and I hate to say it, one person out of Kyle, Roger Trent, you know, something like that passed away, but I know somebody else I can call. But,
And Tom, I did call him, and I told him the same thing. I said, now you get real specific details on this. What's the size of the water line, how many feet it is, exactly where you're laying the line, and those kind of things. I said, City Commission has to have that before they'll approve this money to come to you. So he said he was going to be putting that together. He said he was going to have the board meeting when I talked to him. He said he would get that information to me. Because again, I think it's going to be in the $150,000 range.
Yeah, $154,000, $157,000.
And he also told me, and you said, Mark Potts said this at a meeting, that there's probably going to be some other money coming to the city and counties. Other than this, maybe labor coming from other stimulus money that we might get.
Give a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, let's have a motion to adjourn.
Okay. I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.